Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Let's deal with the 23rd and 24th verses of Acts chapter 2 today. Him being Jesus, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. So it was definitely the foreknowledge of God that Jesus be delivered up. Of course, he came to be delivered up, not just delivered up into heaven, I mean delivered into the hands of the accusers. They crucified and put him to death, and 24 is God's victory verse. This is where we see how God viewed the cross, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. I'm going to talk about the pains of death. I want to talk about why it's not possible he should be held by it. Let's start with pains of death. It's literally, in the Greek, birth pains, whom God raised up, having loosed the birth pains, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. In God's economy, the resurrection was not only bringing up a brand new body for Jesus, a glorified body for Jesus out of the ground. For God, the resurrection was a rebirth of humanity. Because Peter says God loosed the birth pains when he brought Jesus out of the tomb. So there was the birthing of a new man. Paul would pick this theme up in the epistles and say that Christ was the last Adam. What does that mean? It means that God had created Adam, and now God has created the last Adam. Where did God create the last Adam? Not in the manger. He created the last Adam at the resurrection. He birthed him into a whole new type of freedom, a whole new type of humanity. So Christ comes out of the tomb. His being released from the tomb is the loosening of the birth pains. God is birthing a new man. And all who will believe on Christ participate in the life of the new man. To not believe on Christ is to fail to participate in the life of the new man. Why would you continue to participate in the life of the first Adam when the life of the second Adam is so readily available? Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant. He said, whoever believes on me would not perish but have everlasting life. The world is already perishing in the first Adam. But in the last Adam, there is life. So the birth pains, in God's economy, the resurrection was birthing out a brand new man. This is why Paul would say in 2 Corinthians 5, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Where was he created? He was created in righteousness and true holiness. Where? When Christ came up, he became our life. And then finally, because it was not possible, the end of verse 24, Acts 2:24, it was not possible that he should be held by it. This is an amazing statement. It is not possible. It was not possible, rather, that Jesus remained in the tomb. Why? Because his sacrifice was so perfect. His life was such a perfect example of humanity that it would be unjust for God to allow him to see corruption in the grave. He had to bring him up because he was worthy of being the resurrection. And so it is not possible that Jesus remains in the tomb. In fact, if Jesus remains in the tomb, then the cross was a failure and you and I are still perishing. But because he came up, it not being possible for him to be held by it, you and I are free. Tomorrow, Peter will transition into Psalms. We'll go there with him. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.